Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Today is March 26th. It's hump day. We're doing business and security for the middle of your week.
And all the big stories this week in hardware, for the most part, were about NVIDIA, which is kind of the case for 2025, isn't it? Because they rule the world. And let's start off with a squashing of a rumor that a lot of people were putting out there saying that the future of not their company, but a competitor.
The Reuters headline is NVIDIA CEO says company has not been asked to buy a stake in Intel. I was in the room when he was asked and answered that question. This article misses that there was a lot of like, I don't know where these things come from. This is insane. He did say that they're always exploring buying products from foundry partners, which could be Intel, could be Samsung. And he also said that he expects Samsung to participate in the HBM3, HBM down the road purchases. And, you know, he wouldn't rule out that NVIDIA stuff could be made on Intel fabs, I guess. So there's a lot of good stuff there, a lot of interesting stuff.
And their offerings that are coming in the short term were not maybe revolutionary, maybe just a stepping stone, but they apparently have a roadmap to greatness that is going to be, you know, like the things that let the robots take over, basically.
NVIDIA announces Blackwell Ultra. That's going to be 120 kilowatts per rack. GB300 and Vera Rubin, getting into upwards of 400 to 600 kilowatts per rack. It's next AI superchips. This is a roadmap through 2027, though, you should understand. Another thing from his keynote, which I thought was interesting, was the Hopper generation. He said, we shouldn't be giving these away. And he's like, oh, the salespeople are going to hate me for that. Because remember, the H100s were going for $40,000 each not all that long ago. And the Hopper, Grace and Blackwell, you know, can be 68 times faster in certain scenarios is what he put on a slide. And then in the press thing, they also said, how much do you think next generation lithography is going to make a big difference? And he basically said it's not going to be a huge difference because he's like, I'll take what I can get. Say if the next generation process is 20% faster, I'll take it. But at a scale of, you know, 1,000 or 1,000,000 or 1,000,000,000 GPUs, you have a lot of overhead that's not the GPU doing the computation. So he's like, we have to look elsewhere to save watts and get more tokens.
But they did introduce a pleb tier desktop AI system, which if the models keep getting better, maybe that could be something for your home.
Yeah.
But there is a new contender. I mean, you know, this is a field where it seems like growth is possible. And this one is definitely geared toward AI and not graphics. They're making some bold claims. I don't know if anybody's seen anything from them yet, but could be good.
Startup claims its Zeus GPU is 10x faster than NVIDIA's RTX 5090. The Bolt GPU is coming in 2026. That is for inferencing.
Yeah, the faster part was, you know, like several stars following this thing.
Terms and conditions may apply.
But listen, that, I mean, gaming graphics are a footnote now.
Yeah.
Everybody cares about AI, and that's what these guys are trying to chase, it seems.
They had the RTX 6000 there as well. It looks just like a 5090, except instead of 32 gigs of VRAM, it was 96. And I was asking, how much is this going to cost? And they were like, definitely more than $6,000.
In this economy. But the good news is $6,000 by the time that comes out will be worth like $3,000 now.
So oh, good.
It'll be easy.
Fabulous.
You can trade a sack of potatoes.
Start growing them now.
And Sony has a new display technology that they say is going to be the usurper of OLED.
Sony's new RGB backlight tech absolutely smokes regular mini LED TVs, according to The Verge. The backlight tech is just a concept for now, but it could lead to more detailed displays without the drawbacks of OLED. So basically, using the big giant LEDs behind a traditional panel, but you can still have really insanely black blacks. But because the backlight can be a different color, you know, you kind of get a low-res version of the image behind the pixels.
They weren't allowed to photograph it, but they did describe how they had a half and half where it looked I think it was a bus driving through, and they were like, yeah, it looks like the bus drives into Super Nintendo land because it's just the backlights you're seeing on the second half of it, which seems like a good idea. And here's one that Mr. Musk did not like to see, I'm sure. I mean, he's so busy. Does he have time to read the headlines?
No.
But this is perhaps a threat.
BYD unveils its new supercharging EV tech to build a charging network in China. It turns out electric vehicles are really popular in China, but they're also really inexpensive, like 10 grand, 6 grand.
And you might think, well, why can't I get one of those? Oh, tariffs. China has massive tariffs.
Safety regulations also.
So this is 5 minutes for 400 miles, right?
Yeah.
Which is, they say that that's on par with gasoline. It's a little shorter, but you know what? I could probably live with that.
Well, if it's 5 minutes to give you enough juice to get to your house to do overnight charging, yeah, it's fine.
And here's a fun story, because if you don't know the history of high frequency trading, it's a fascinating thing. I don't know if there's a good book on it, but I'm sure there are. It's incredible how much of an advantage it is. And if you want to know, like, well, how do you know it's an advantage? It's because of what people are willing to pay for it.
NASDAQ to end its high speed trading service after regulatory scrutiny, Financial Times has reported.
So this was a special kind of fiber optics that was $10,000 a month to run between you and the exchange, but it gave you almost twice as fast execution as your competitors.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still the case, but there were people renting like a broom closet in the Chicago Board of Trade for like $25,000-$30,000 a month because it was like 4 feet closer to the exchange.
But that's when they were using microwaves.
Yeah.
This is physical connection.
That's crazy.
And if you're wondering, how does that result in an efficient market?
It doesn't.
That's a good question.
That's how they rob you. They look at your trade before it has a chance to execute and then preemptively execute against your, because you're a pleb, and they're going to take your money.
This all feels like it's fake and it's been set up to make everybody fail.
You might be thinking, well, how much money could they really make? Isn't it like a penny? Yeah, but it's a penny 50,000 times a minute. It adds up. And yes, this is our maybe torches and pitchforks of the week.
Roku tests auto-playing ads loading before the home screen on their dangerously slow, outdated devices that have always had an anemic CPU selection. And everyone said that was awful. And they said, oh, we were just running an experiment.
Well, no, I'm sure
they,
you were.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, we heard from Jeep as well, remember?
They were being terrible.
The experiment was, how bad will people react to this? And they got their answer. Which means that'll be back in 7 to 8 months. Did we do this last week?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
We're going to cancel. Your
Echo Amazon.
Your PSA that your Echo is going to start sending everything to Amazon. And it's just an amazing dystopia. And you know, at least as of the time we're recording this, Amazon really has dug in their heels. There's been a lot of negative press about the Echo preference of, I opted out of recording this, and silently Amazon is saying, no, you didn't. Here's your notice. Good luck. Because a million people aren't going to notice that at all. And then it's like, what do you mean my recordings are being sent to Amazon?
And they're not going to give up their little friend in their house that plays music. They love it. It's a member of the family now. We can't give that up. And this one, I mean, you know, we're awash in negative Tesla headlines, but I'll throw
this
one more on the
bad
pile.
And Tesla's recalling most Cybertrucks due to exterior panel issue.
They used the wrong kind of glue.
The glue comes unglued.
Oops.
But the bigger question for me is glue. Shouldn't there be a bolt?
Screws. Some sort
something?
Of
something?
Probably doesn't like the way it looks or something stupid. So they just use glue. And then, oh, this is why we don't use glue.
When I change the battery in my car, I have to pop out a little piece of plastic. There's like a, it's like a push bolt twist kind of thing, and it's really easy to break it. And so if you order the maintenance kit, it comes with extra bolts, and they're just like, just cut the old ones.
Have you ever seen like a crotch rocket with the fairings taken off of it?
Yeah.
It looks so much cooler. I wonder what a Cybertruck would look like with all that garbage taken off of it.
Probably still kind of garbage, but maybe a little less.
I saw somebody had like the aftermath of that, and it hides the fact that there's horrible panel misalignment.
At least it might not get Molotoved, right? People can't recognize it. And here is another infuriating headline, because I've been following the brother thing, and then we had an HP story last week. And what happens after years and years of class action and going through the courts and everything? Nothing.
Ars Technica's headline is HP avoids monetary damages over brick printers in a class action settlement. So what happened here, in my opinion, this thing drug on for 5 years and the lawyer or lawyers involved just got tired of it and they were willing to accept merely $100,000+ a year.
$700? No, seven. Okay, yeah.
Which is not a lot for a lawyer and no admission of wrongdoing. Yeah, $725,000. But again, over for 5 years of work for a lawyer and, or law firm, that is not a lot of money.
So the class action participants got zero goose egg. The first two people who brought the case got $5,000 apiece.
Yeah.
So they got less than $1,000 a year.
HP also has to give you the ability to opt out of the security update. They don't even have to call it not a security update, which is just, again, our legal system as a way to stop ourselves from being screwed seems to have failed once again.
And if you're traveling, doing some air travel, you might be questioned about your power banks and your various batteries that you're taking. And maybe, although at first, don't expect them to know the difference.
No.
But eventually, maybe this is the solution.
World's first long life sodium ion power bank has launched. Remember the sodium ion power banks I bought, or batteries, the 18650s I bought a long time ago? Those are holding up really well. And this is made out of the same kind of cells.
I think if you went to an airport and tried to explain that, they'd be like, yeah. Put them in the bag, sir.
Yeah.
Or they would just flag you as like, do not fly.
Yeah.
These have about 40 to 65% of the power capacity of lithium ion, so they're not as energy dense, but they have a 2 to 5x longevity.
And 1% flammability.
Yeah. Much, much lower chance of catching on fire.
That's the important perk for those. And Apple is behind on everything. They're behind on AI, and now they're rolling out this feature, and Google is just embarrassing them because they already have it.
Apple reportedly planning AirPods that can translate languages live. Now, Google's do it through the phone, I think, don't they? They use the microphone on the phone to translate and then send the audio to the... I thought that's how they did it.
I mean, those things have mics on them. Don't they?
I think so.
I can. It's also possible to build this now with Linux. I can do this with my laptop. It's pretty awesome.
Did CNET get a redesign?
It looks
a little bit, yeah. Like, different than it used to.
Looks a little...
Red on black can be a little harsh and hard to read.
It's like a little war on communism, isn't it?
That's Coke.
That's like Coke Zero. But it is, like, for colorblind users and stuff. Sometimes it can be a little low contrast.
And this is the inevitable thing that we are all going to be suffering. It's not slowing down at all.
Looks like IBM is cutting jobs again with Classic Cloud hit hard.
That is not... IBM has not announced that, but some insiders who probably know have said yes. This is happening. It's going to be terrible.
This is also a return to office disguised as a job cut disguised as a return to office. It's like, hey, Bob, we noticed you haven't returned to office. We must not need you. Get out.
And you know what? I should have put this with the other one.
I thought, because I thought you were going to, is in government because they're going to be treated as terrorists.
Yeah, why didn't you do that, Ryan?
Well, this is in Canada, so they're probably not going to do that.
Yeah, that's true. As many as 80 Tesla vehicles damaged at dealership in Hamilton, according to police. Do you get the article in here, too, about how Canada is investigating the rebates? Because apparently Tesla sold like 1.5 per minute in order to get the number of rebates they claimed.
No, they've also canceled the Starlink stuff and the subsidies. I mean, there was just so many.
There's a cornucopia of Canada-related, and it's like, more power to you, Canada. Good job.
And this one maybe seems like another, M&A boring article, but when you look at who Wiz is, it's a little alarming.
Google's $32 billion deal for Wiz was accelerated when Trump was elected, sources say. This is according to Reuters. And then you unpack this and you think,
Wiz, I don't know this for sure, but it seems a lot of evidence, a lot of breadcrumbs seem to be pointing back to Mossad. It seems like there might be a revolving door there, and they will be taking over Google's security.
Security and security auditing. And also, it's supposed to be user-facing from what I understand, so that it would tell you, is like if you're a Google, the Google domain hosting thing, whatever that is, it's supposed to tell you, it's like, hey, by the way, we've noticed some anomalies on your Google Cloud hosted domain thingy. Because otherwise, Google doesn't really give you much. It gives you the little thing in the corner that's like, you might be logged on in more than one place. And it's like, what if the Trojan's coming from inside the house?
What if it's coming from the Middle East?
Well, from the Middle East to your house and then to Google, you'd never know.
And is 2026 the year of the Linux desktop? Well, in one place, it's definitely going to get a shot in the arm.
Well, anyways, Microsoft Windows license for PCs expires this month, but the company is launching PCs with Harmony OS, according to this report.
And Linux.
Mostly Linux.
They left out the... Harmony OS is going to be the mobile stuff, I think, mostly.
Yeah.
Why are they not refreshing their Microsoft license? Because the sanctions, they're not allowed to. So they literally have no choice. And that'll probably be somewhat similar to the Steam Deck, right?
Yeah.
That forces innovation because what are the options? And Apple has a streaming service. You might not have known that, right? Because apparently no one has it.
Apple's losing over $1 billion a year on streaming service, the information reports. And they're exporting their shows. So you can get Apple streaming shows on not Apple's platform to try to recoup some of the money from the shows.
I don't think I watch anything Apple.
I watched that Ted Lasso show for a while there when I was on the brewing machine. It's not great, but it was something.
It's fine. Yeah. Not something maybe you'd pay for.
A significant percentage of the forum seems to be watching Severance.
Oh, yeah. I've heard a lot of people talking about Severance, but I haven't checked it out yet.
That's the one where you just, like, turn your brain off to work. That feels a little too real, huh? And here is a terrifying headline.
Employment for computer programmers in the U.S. has plummeted to its lowest level since 1980, years before the internet existed.
Now, they separate software development and computer programming.
So that was a little, I felt, not misleading, but...
So they're saying if you're just like actually writing code and you're not doing the full stack, you know, planning and everything, you're a software developer if you do everything. But if you just write the code, which, yeah, that makes sense. Because guess who's really good at that?
AI? If it makes you feel any better, Jensen at the GTC thing, he said that the world needs more computer scientists. But he also said 50% of the computer scientists that he would hire come from China. And the number two, like in terms of percentage, they're like, oh, there's somewhere else that's the other 50%? No, that's the entire rest of the world. And as a percentage, like it's not even close for, it's like, oh, is it like 20%, 15%? It's like, no, it's just a potpourri of literally everywhere else. And he also said machine learning teams, like every machine learning team that he's looked at in academia or business or whatever, they're all, a significant percentage of them are from China. And so he's like, please, China, keep making lots of computer scientists. So if you really believe in computer science, you're probably fine.
That doesn't sound like we're going to be fine. It sounds like globalism that invalidates everything. He's selling us that stuff. He's not allowed to sell it to China. You see the problem there?
He said that he hoped that that would resolve itself soon.
He's giving many donations, so that resolves itself.
And Clearview AI, remember them? They're awful. And they have been really kind of under siege for all the terrible things that they've done. Regulators have been coming after them because if you just look at what they're up to, it's really, really horrible. But it could have been worse.
404's headline is, facial recognition company Clearview attempted to buy social security numbers and mugshots for its database. But remember when California was selling its DMV? I'm pretty sure they bought the DMV database from California.
But the bigger issue here is like, oh yeah, Clearview, they're terrible for doing this, but wait a minute, buy it from who? There's already a data broker that has it. Yeah. Who's actively selling it? The only reason this didn't go down is because they had some kind of spat, like they weren't willing to, you know, pay enough or whatever. So
they probably did buy the California DMV database because we all know that was for sale.
I'm sure, yeah. And we talked about this. There were a lot of videos that were coming out where, like, people had Ring cameras, and it would show the FedEx guy come up, put the package on the porch, and before he got back in his truck, it was porch pirated. How did they organize that? Now we know.
How bribes helped a crime ring steal thousands of iPhones from porches.
It was AT&T, right?
Yep.
AT&T workers were bribed to leak the tracking numbers. There was a command and control center who was in constant communication with the pirates, guiding them and telling them when to strike.
The Pirate Lord.
It's like, oh, we just got a delivery notice on this tracking number. It's like, go, go, go. It's like, oh, yeah, here it is.
It was very effective.
Yeah.
And we have a little bit of corporate espionage here on some very big, like these are unicorn companies. They're expecting to get huge IPOs.
Software startup Rippling sues competitor Deal, claiming a spy carried out corporate espionage. They were there for months and collected a bunch of files and data, and there's some evidence to support this, from what I understand.
Yeah, seems like they got a lot of good evidence, which is weird because, like, what are they doing that's so revolutionary, do you think?
Blockchain.
What's funny about it is that tech startup names are always so far divorced from what they actually are that there's no way to tell.
It's hard to come up with a name.
Yeah.
There's so many names. And ransomware, we don't see as many headlines about it, and maybe because people are getting wise, and maybe because the ransomware people are getting a little too greedy.
Medusa ransomware affiliate tried a triple extortion scam up from the usual double demand. So they wanted three payments in order to unlock things.
So traditionally, payment one decrypts. Payment two makes sure that it doesn't get sold or leaked or whatever. But now this added another layer of, hey, the guy that we hired to do this ran off with the money. So you need to pay us half again. Because we're the real ransomware people. We were just paying that guy. He's a contractor. But he stole all the money. No honor among thieves, I guess. And Windows is, you know, they're trying to lock things down, trying to get more control. But it turns out maybe they didn't pay attention to how many other software people were using their drivers.
Win Ring Zero, why Windows is flagging your PC monitoring and fan control apps as a threat. You can thank CrowdStrike for this. Windows is trying to eject things from operating at that low level in the operating system, but the fan control software actually maybe does need to operate at this low of a level because it has to be able to tell the hardware what to do.
So they interviewed one of the companies, I can't remember which one, and they were like, you know, why did you choose this? Because it feels a little like people could take advantage of it. And they're like, well, we didn't use that at first. We used a better one that was a little more safer. But then the anti-cheat software kept flagging us. So you can't win.
I love how the anti-cheat software in the 2 is like, oh, you're running Linux. Stop that. And it's just like, Gabe Newell needs to get his boot out and just put it right directly on the throat of those companies.
You know, one thing we missed last week is that YouTube trialing the DRM on every video is going to lock out every browser on Linux except Opera.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be, what's 720?
Not only does it lock out, 720, but it also, like all the Creative Commons, like if you upload and you set your license to Creative Commons, it DRMs Creative Commons.
Impressive.
Yeah.
So maybe...
once again, Linux people suffering needlessly.
Yeah, maybe somebody over at YouTube is like, oh... A lot of people in China are going to be moving.
Mm.
I don't know if China uses YouTube a lot, though. You think they do? They have their own thing?
I don't know if that's
firewall, though, right, I guess?
I said, do they have an alternative to YouTube? They do for, like, TikTok, I think. Sure, it's just TikTok, but Baidu.
Here is a terrible thing, but this is in line with the kind of things that we've been seeing. And I suppose that if, you know, the government gets to have a database on us... Why not make it open source, right? So we can all just Molotov each other.
DogeQuest website posts purported Tesla owner's personal information online. Fabulous.
I don't know where they got this from. I guess it might be public records on car tax or something. A lot of that stuff is dangerously open. And so they have good news, though. If you can show them printed proof that you sold your Tesla, they'll take you off the list.
Wow. Of all the people's information to get, why not get actual Doge members? Like,
the I think that's group. Already been done, right?
Some of it has, but I don't think we know. Like, they haven't printed their addresses or anything.
Sounds like a great way to be charged as a terrorist under this administration. Yeah.
Domestic terrorism. And Roblox continually gets hammered, and it's not really Roblox's fault. It's the fault of the society we live in where people say, oh, there's a platform for children? I want to be there, even though I'm not a child.
Roblox CEO tells parents to keep kids off the platform if safety is a concern. It's like, if you're not going to parent them, perhaps don't have them use Roblox.
People are really upset about this, but I mean, yeah, right?
That's fair, yeah.
Watch what your kids are up to. Children are not fire and forget. You must monitor them.
I think that parents really do have to get into that mode. Like, if you just have a group of, like, eight children together and they're unsupervised, I guarantee you they're being awful.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's getting bullied.
Yeah.
You hear silence, that's not good. You hear a lot of noise, also not good.
Silence, and then steadily increasing crying.
Yeah, it's like, uh-oh. Someone's been pushed down.
And finally, maybe a little good news, but also maybe a little bad news in terms of how, with the way that things are progressing. I mean, look at those new NVIDIA chips. How long until all old encryption is just obsolete?
Akira ransomware can be cracked with 16 RTX 4090 GPUs in around 10 hours. New counterattack breaks encryption. Hallelujah. So if you were hit by Akira and you managed to hang on to your drives for a while, you can now decrypt it.
Now, Akira did cut some corners in terms of the technology they used for the encryption. So not all ransomware will be this easy. But if you get this one in particular, you can. There's a guy here who helped some people. A company hired him and he was like, you know what? I'm just going to open source this. Here's how to do it.
Fun times.
Good dude.
Check out our GTC coverage because we have a lot. A lot.
So are you guys, how are you not cold in here?
It's not cold.
It's cold in here.
It's not even a little bit cold.
It's chilly.
If we had the robot butler that I tried to bring back from GTC, we could have just said, hey, go deal with the thermostat. And the large language model that it has would have been like, sure, sounds good.
Would he set himself on fire to keep me warm?
Yes.
Okay. He would hug you and overclock himself.
And then we'd have to pay for the repairs. It'd be very expensive. Anyway, we will see you guys in the next one. Bye!